This is Eleanor White with a Mind Control Minute titled, Where is the Evidence? The psychoelectronic type of mind control I'm describing here is the covert, around-the-clock harassment of innocent citizens living in their homes and communities and is currently worldwide in scope. This harassment has been developed and refined, starting with historical mind control programs like MKUltra, in which victims were imprisoned and tortured, and COINTELPRO, in which victims were stalked, had homes and offices broken into and trashed, and reputations ruined. The current-day mind control program has been carefully engineered so that if the target complains, their own words will instantly cause them to be labeled as mentally ill. The thefts and sabotage are always of monetary value just low enough that the police will either not investigate or may even recommend psychiatric help. The skill of the people who create these harassment incidents is astonishingly high. Highly advanced electronics are used to produce a wide range of often severe mind and body effects, virtually all of which mimic some type of natural illness. These advanced electronics use signal types which are not detectable, shieldable, or jammable using conventional technology. How, then, can we prove this targeting is going on? Here is an outline of the evidence we have as of the date of this report. The testimony of about 2,000 known targets worldwide who are first person witnesses willing to testify under oath. High consistency of forms of attack worldwide. A high frequency of bad luck situations, far too high to be random. Physical evidence of sabotage at home, car, and work. Physical evidence from our bodies, if we could afford medical-grade instrumentation. The existence of unclassified equipment which can perform some of the mind-body effects. The history of government mind control and other atrocities such as MKUltra, COINTELPRO, and the human radiation experiments, which clearly show the will on the part of government to do this kind of thing. So, can we prove we are being targeted? Yes, to the physical damage to personal property. However, each single damage incident is carefully done so that the cost is too low to involve the authorities. But thousands of low-cost damage incidents add up to something like the Chinese water torture from the target standpoint. Yes, to the bodily effects, provided expensive bodily function monitoring equipment were available, which it is not, as the cost is far beyond what an average wage earner can afford. No to the incoming signals which affect the body, because today's mind control signals use a type of physics not yet known to the mainstream scientific community. This is Eleanor White reporting.